I just want to talk to you again about the trigger verbs, just to make the distinction between what we call the special trigger verbs and ordinary trigger verbs. Okay? Well, there's not a great deal of difference. All trigger verbs, basically, what they do is they trigger off the second verb and that goes to the end. Or any verbs, they go to the end, don't they? And all trigger verbs do that. But the special ones, so can, want, must, and to be allowed, may, okay, they're the special ones. And the main difference is in the present, he, she, and it do not have a T. And you can always count on I and he and she and it being the same. That is the main difference. When we go into the past, they also have common different forms. So it's worth just keeping a note of these four. But there are, of course, others like going. When you're going to do something, going is a trigger verb. Zou, I would do it, does the same thing. Also a trigger verb. And we'll come across some more.
Zou is a verb.
Well, it's a part of a verb because it's not a proper verb, is it? There's no
No, there's no infinitive, is
there
there?
isn't. It's part of a verb. Okay, but it's a verb. Yeah. And this verb also sends the infinitive to the end.
And Zou never changes.
Zou for the individuals, I, you, just one person. She, he, and it doesn't change. Okay?
I'm not very clear about whether you takes a T when it's not a question in the trigger verbs.
Right. Well, here we have to want, you want. The correct form is, in fact, je wilt. But that's mostly used in the written form. But very, very many times you do not hear the T when it's in the spoken word. Okay? Je wil is perfectly okay. For you can say je kunt or je kan. So again, it's either way. And the other two, to be allowed, mogen, no problem. It's je mag, mag je. And of course, it moeten, no problem.
The T is
The
there.
T is there.
So that it's not je macht.
No, no,
Right.
no, no.
So basically, if we always treat the je in the trigger verbs the same way as he, she, and it, just exactly the same as I, then it will always be fine.
Yes, because you can say you will, you can if you want to, and you mag, and you moot.
So for the triggers for all the singulars, we can just treat them all the same.
You can treat them all the same, yeah, if you want to do it that way.
But that may be only with the special trigger verbs. The other trigger verbs might be
They might be
different.
different, although Zou is the same all the way. Yeah. But of course, gaan, if you see, well, gaan is also a trigger verb, but of course, that's an ordinary verb. But it acts like a trigger verb because it does also send the infinitive to the end when you say, I'm going to do something.
But that is gaat je or je gaat.
Never gaat je because it's an ordinary verb and it's a question. Yeah? So it just would be ga je, wouldn't it?
But je gaat.
Je gaat. That's it. So how do you say, I can do it?
Ik kan het doen.
Ik kan het doen. And he can do it?
Hij kan het doen.
Hij kan het doen. How would you say, can you do that for me, informal?
Kun je het voor me doen?
And can you do that?
Kun je dat voor me doen?
Kun je dat voor me doen? And how would you say, could you do that for me, please? Polite request.
Kunt u dat voor me doen?
Okay. To make a polite request, you add that little word
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes it polite.
Kunt u even dat voor me doen?
Can you do that just for me?
Kunt u dat even voor me doen?
Kunt u dat even voor me doen? And how would you say it informally?
Kun je dat even voor me doen?
Kun je dat even voor me doen? How would you say formally, could you wait here, please?
Kunt u hier wachten?
Just wait.
Kunt u hier even wachten, alstublieft?
Very polite. Kunt u hier even wachten, alstublieft? Or, kunt u even hier wachten, alstublieft? Depends where you want to put the stress. How would you say, I can buy it tomorrow if I have time?
Ik kan het morgen kopen als ik tijd heb.
I have is?
Als ik tijd heb.
Ik kan het morgen kopen als ik tijd heb. How would you say I would buy it?
Ik zou het kopen.
Yes, ik zou het kopen. And how would you say, would you buy it?
Zou je het kopen?
And would you buy it?
Zou jij het kopen?
Zou jij het kopen?